Prologue. Have you ever had one of those days? You know the kind. The kind of day where you're off doing your own thing one minute, and the next you find yourself soaring over the Pacific Ocean via repulsor power in a desperate race against time to extinguish an oil rig fire? We've all had that kind of day, right? That's precisely what Tony Stark was thinking from inside the Iron Man armor. Not an hour ago, he had received a distress call from the Coast Guard. Captain America and the other Avengers were elsewhere, engaged in a battle against a subterranean creature called the Minotaur. With the rest of the team busy and no one else available to handle the emergency, Stark donned his armor and took to the skies to fight fire with iron. Fighting an oil rig fire may not be as fun as fighting the Minotaur, Tony thought to himself. But it's not nearly as embarrassing as having to tell everyone that I fought a guy who calls himself the Minotaur. Up ahead, he could see thick black smoke on the horizon. The oil rig in question belonged to a company called Roxxon. Tony had dealt with Roxxon in the past. They were a shady corporation engaged in lots of shady business. They had even sponsored the creation of some supervillains, like Orca and Manticore. For all Tony knew, the oil rig might not even really be an oil rig. Maybe it's a cover for some ominous experiment? Nah, Tony thought. I'm just being paranoid. But remember what they say. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. Rerouting power reserves to his repulsors, Iron Man accelerated toward the billowing clouds of black smoke. Soon, the oil rig itself came into view, growing closer with each passing second. Iron Man! Came a voice over Tony's communication system. The sudden, unexpected sound startled Tony. This is Iron Man. I'm not here right now, so if you could leave your name and number at the... This is the Coast Guard! Said the voice urgently. We've taken everyone off the rig, except for one person. They refuse to leave. Can you save them? Iron Man glanced at the ocean below and saw two Coast Guard cutters loaded with rescued oil workers. They were heading away from the burning rig, which loomed ahead of the armored Avenger, flames burning brightly as the black smoke billowed upward. The centerpiece of the rig was a tall tower. Activating his visual scanners, Iron Man could make out the figure of a person at the top of the tower, waving their arms. First stop, the tower, Iron Man said. He flew through the dense smoke and cut the power to his repulsors, coming to a soft landing on a platform atop the tower. He saw a man wearing a white jumpsuit with a full head mask. It immediately struck Tony as odd. The guy looked like he should be working in a laboratory studying strange diseases, not working on an oil rig. I hear you don't want to leave, shouted Iron Man over the din of the fire. How about you tell me why after I've rescued you? He extended his right gauntlet toward the man. To Iron Man's surprise, the man backed away. They left me, the man said, nearly hysterical. They left me. Now he's coming. He pointed beneath them. Who's coming? Iron Man said sharply. You mean there's someone else? We've got to get them. They've set him free. We have to leave now, the man shouted. If you're at all confused, imagine how Iron Man must have felt. Set what free? He shouted, as flames licked the bottom of the platform they were standing on. He moved to grab the man, but as he did so, something swiped Iron Man from behind. It knocked the Avenger off his feet and onto the hard metal surface. Shaking it off, Iron Man looked up just in time to see an enormous hairy hand reach for him. Before he could act, the hand grabbed Iron Man. The Golden Avenger tried to break free, but the giant hand shook him like a rag doll, leaving Iron Man thoroughly disoriented. What in the... he said, as he struggled to get a look at the thing that was giving him the worst case of vertigo since that time he rode the world's largest roller coaster with Hawkeye. Catching his breath, Iron Man looked quickly at his helmet's heads-up display. The HUD showed exactly what he thought. Whatever was shaking him to pieces was wreaking havoc on his armor's systems.